Dr. Susan, as one of the awardees here tonight at the Irish Diaspora Awards, your roots are in Chrysler. You honour those roots and you're proud of those roots, and that was really demonstrated 2 years ago when you made that huge donation to help medical students go through the system locally. How does it feel to finally be here and be experiencing this ceremony, to be experiencing what's happening tonight?
Oh, absolutely joyful. I'm so proud to be here, first of all, to be an honoree, but second of all, to come back and see friends and even ancestral family in the area. And even today, I got to meet some of the medical students that we help support and see the medical school on the campus in Derry, where they're going to be producing medical doctors to serve this whole area, between Donegal and the Northwest. So joyful, I think, is really the short answer. And I'm giddy.
It must have been a very interesting couple of years for you, because as someone who's working in biotechnology, among the things you're doing is developing and producing vaccines. I mean, the past couple of years have been a huge challenge. But I'm sure for someone like you in the business you were in, it was, I won't say enjoyable, but it must have been a very interesting time.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's been a head down and focused kind of world for me in the field of biotechnology for many years. So, the fact that a worldwide pandemic came and a technology that I was, a part of a very large team that did amazing work to meet the challenge of that. My work in the early days of Moderna was actually helping proof of concept that the messenger RNA technology could lead to vaccines and therapeutics. So to see that in practice and applied after many, many years of hard work by so many talented scientists is really an unbelievable feeling. And, when the vaccines first got approved, I was so proud of the whole team that did so much work there. But I'll never forget the day I saw a young child in my family, a nephew, get the vaccine, a child getting injected with the vaccine to provide well-being and protection. And I just started crying when I saw this joyful face. And I think it was in that moment that I let it all the emotion out of all that hard work and passion by myself and many others to get to that point. And to see it in people and, helping with well-being worldwide is, really an incredible feeling. I'm not even sure I can put it into words.